these occupational divisions mark what became the foundation of the subsequent caste system. In a future lecture, we shall study the history and the dynamics of caste in much greater detail. The evidence for the stratification of Aryan society comes from a remarkable Vedic text called The Sacrifice of the Purusha. This song tells of the ritual dismemberment of the primordial or cosmic man called the Purusha. In this text, the gods bind the giant Purusha, slay him sacrificially, and use his parts to create the various components of the world, including the Trilaka, the seasons, the directions, the animals, and even the Veda itself were created from the sacrifice of the Purusha. We also learn that from his body, the gods create four classes of human beings. Quoting the text now, when they divided the Purusha, into how many parts did they apportion him? What do they call his mouth, his two arms and thighs and feet? His mouth became the Brahman. His arms were made into the warrior, his thighs the people, and from his feet the servants were born. The parts of the Purusha out of which the social classes are created are not accidental. Not only do they reflect a hierarchy from top to bottom, from mouth to feet, they also evoke images appropriate to the respective occupations of these classes. The priests and teachers, the Brahmins, utter the holy Veda itself, and hence come from the mouth. The Kshatriyas wield weapons with their arms. As the thighs support the physical body, so the Vaishyas support the social body, providing for its basic needs. Finally, the Shudras serve all the other members of the body and stay closest to the ground. The song of the Purusha sacrifice is important for two reasons. First, it roots the division of social classes into the very nature of things, into the will of the gods. To attempt to upset or disorder social classification is thus to oppose what is natural and what is divinely appointed, and to invite cosmic chaos. Second, the story of the Purusha demonstrates the Aryan belief in a system of correspondences linking together the natural world, the social world, and ritual. This theory of correspondences is important in grasping how the Aryans understood the way sacrifice worked, a subject that we will study in our next talk.